A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Uritasiat, and I'm with you until 6pm, keeping you updated with the latest news for Eurovision 2018, playing you the hits from years gone by, some present songs, and some national final songs too. But first up, we're going to play a remix of a Eurovision entry from 2002. This is Sweden's entry in 2002 as well. It's from Aphrodite, and the song is Never Let You Go.
Moving, shaking, shaking. We're going to have a party. We're going to be shaking all night long. Blossom.
Shaking, shaking, shaking.
Aphrodite with Never Let You Go, and that's their Sound Factory remix there. Yeah, that sounds quite cool, doesn't it? And funky, Sweden 2002. There was a remix version, of course, it wasn't the original, slightly different. But that song has helped me get through the gym on many occasions, I can assure you of that. And eventually, the original version, obviously, of Never Let You Go came at 8th with 72 points at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest in Tallinn in Estonia. Wonderful stuff. Well, we now know the lineup of the French national final, Destination Eurovision. Fantastic stuff. And the show last night, on Saturday night, was fantastic. Oh my goodness me. And semi-final one was just as awesome too. Now, if you want to get the big lowdown on what happened last night and gearing up for next Saturday's national final in France, the grand final of their national final, then you can check out a bonus podcast that is available to you about the French national final 2018, which is up on our Podbean account. So if you've got a podcast app or you would like to listen to it, basically go to our Facebook pages and Twitter pages. The links are on there. So all you need to do is go to twitter.com/ESC Showcase or go to facebook.com/ESC Showcase. All right. Or alternatively, just go to Facebook and click on the Eurovision Showcase page, of course, and you can get the links there. So we'll talk all about the French national final there now, but I want to play two songs from the first semi-final which really blew me away, and it's got me incredibly excited of what next Saturday's show is going to be like. I'm so excited. And the great thing about it too is that the French national finals, all of the shows have been broadcasted live on UK television. So if you've got Sky or Virgin and you have TV 5 Monde, so TV 5 Monde basically, you can watch the national finals. So make sure you tune in next Saturday and check your listings for the times, because I believe it's 8 p.m. UK time, 9 p.m. Central European time, but do make sure you check that. Okay, all right, so now let's play two of my sort of favorites. Why not? It's my show. But it's very popular because they got through to the grand final in the national jury and obviously the international jury. So let's start off with the gentleman called Malo, and the song is called Ciao.
Eo, assis là en solo, perdu dans mon piano, où glisse nos sentiments. Loin sans adieu ni câlin, toi, parti pour toujours, je l'ouvre cet écrin. Un besoin de m'exiler, de laisser tout s'envoler.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Qui me dit comment demain sera? Si j'aurai froid, si j'aurai chaud, je serai ok ou KO. Qui me dit comment demain j'irai? J'aurai des bas, j'aurai des hauts, je serai ok ou KO. Je serai ok ou KO. Je serai ok ou KO. Mais c'est moi qui décide, c'est moi qui la dessine. Vers à moitié plein, vers à moitié vide. La vie, je l'aime ou l'abîme. Sourire me va bien, souffrir ne me mène à rien. Quand je fais le vide, quand je fais le plein, je vais pas mal, je vais bien. C'est moi qui décide. Qui nous dit que ça tourne à l'envers? Si les hommes font tout de travers, sont-ils ok ou KO? Qui nous dit quand ça tourne à l'orage qu'on pourra trouver le courage pour éviter le chaos? Pour éviter le chaos. Pour éviter le chaos. Mais c'est toi qui nos choix, le monde est ce qu'on en fera. Il sera ok ou KO. Il sera ok ou KO. Il sera ok ou KO. Mais dis-moi qui t'es, dis-moi qui t'a décidé. Quand le cœur est plein, quand le cœur est vide, quand on s'aime, quand on s'habille, sourire ne va bien, souffrir ne nous mène à rien.
There we are. That is the amazing Lemmy Leina in the French national final with the song Ok Ukao. And she featured in the sixth season of The Voice in France, which aired in 2017. And Emmy's path came onto the show via the winner of the previous season. Simane, who spotted her performing at a bar, filmed her singing and sent it to The Voice. And the producers were very impressed, as obviously he was, and offered her a blind audition. While Emmy Leina was eliminated in the first live show, she made a very big impact. She proved herself as a very talented singer with a very unique tone to her voice, and her audition performed... the performance was of Frankie Goes to Hollywood's moving ballad, The Power of Love. Oh, fantastic stuff. And even though she didn't go particularly far in the contest of The Voice in France, she was signed to Warner Music France, who are obviously very happy to support her. And Ok Ukao has had a very big response from Eurovision fans, and quite rightly so. And the song we heard just before, Ok Ukao, was from Malo. And he's, well, I'm trying to pronounce his name correctly. Hopefully it's right. Malo Regardine, which his performance and stage name is Malo. He released his debut studio album in June of 2017, which peaked in the French album charts at 167. Doesn't matter, though. But on the 29th of December, Malo was confirmed as the first artist to compete in Destination Eurovision. So he did also a cover, which all of the acts did. They did a short cover just before they sang their song, and he sang Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar before singing Chow, of course. And wow, that was simply an amazing performance. I loved that so much, and I hope you did too. So that's the French National Final songs here on the Eurovision Showcase. Well, there's a couple of them anyway. And we move on to our next song. And it comes from Switzerland in 1963. This came second and it almost won the Eurovision Song Contest. It's such a beautiful song, sung in French, of course, from Esther Orafam. And the song is T'en vas pas, which means you're not. Switzerland, 1963.
Pour te garder, mais je pense tout bas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Quand je parlais trop fort, à travers et à tort, ce n'était pas ma voix, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Au plus noir de l'été, quand l'orage tombait, refleurissent les bois, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Si ton cœur et ton corps se souviennent encore une dernière fois, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. L'amour a fait parfois tomber les forteresses. La mort a fait parfois se trouver les vivants. Ma joie et ma détresse partis avec le vent. Revenez-moi. Rends-le-moi, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Si ton cœur et ton corps se souviennent encore une dernière fois, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas, t'en vas pas. Et si ma voix t'arrive là-bas,
thank you. Simone, No Walls Anywhere, Keine Mauer Mehr, that's Austria 1990, considered to be one of Austria's best Eurovision songs ever, and certainly on my Richter scale, it's right at the top two, indeed. Oh, goodness me. Such a good song, and one of my favourites of 1990, if not my favourite, actually. And it's interesting, actually, about Simone, because Simone technically didn't win the Austrian national final that year. A duet actually won the contest with a song called Du Bist. And the contest was slightly marred in controversy. Now, the female singer of that duet who won the Austrian national final ended up fainting and ended up being a serious medical condition. Well, it was also found out not long after the contest that that song was submitted into the German national final in 1988. Oh, so it was really big controversy, and obviously you have to send an original song to the Eurovision Song Contest. You can't plagiarise or send a song which has been released from September the year before. So they broke the rules. So in fact, Simone ended up going to Zagreb in then Yugoslavia to represent Austria and came away with 10th place, which is not too shabby, is it really? No. Well, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Well, Rob is my husband, and he has two hats. He has a hat full of years, and then a hat full of countries. He puts a hand in each and pulls out one each, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy. So, Rob has picked out the year 2007, and we've got the country of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Yes, indeed. So, Macedonia participated in the Eurovision Song Contest 2007 in Helsinki, Finland. The Macedonian entry was selected through a national selection called Skopjefest 2007. Yes, and they were represented by Karolina with the song Moj Svet, which means my world. Now, the semi-final result, they came 9th with 97 points, and in the final, they came 14th with 73 points. They did indeed. Now, prior to the contest, Karolina embarked on a promo tour around Bosnia and Herzegovina and also Serbia. In addition to visiting the Balkan region, Karolina held a pre-contest concert in the Metropolis Arena in Skopje. Moj Svet underwent language changes for the contest, with the majority of the song being performed in the original Macedonian language version, and the final chorus to be sung in English. Macedonia competed in the semi-finals, as we've mentioned, but performing in 18th place. But qualifying in 9th. There we go. Excellent. And then in the final, they performed in 6th, following Finland and preceding Slovenia, and they ended up 14th with 73 points. Now, in the semi-final, Macedonia got 12 points from Bulgaria and 10 points from Albania, Montenegro, Serbia and Slovenia. But when it came to the final, they got no 12 points. They got 10 points from Bulgaria, Macedonia, Serbia and Slovenia. And they got 8 points from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and also Croatia. Well, there's a surprise where Karolina's not daft. She's going to go on a promotion tour around the Balkans, excuse me. And she's done the right thing there, of course. So, and Macedonia actually gave their 8 points to Turkey. They gave 8 points to Bulgaria, excuse me. 10 points to Turkey and 12 points to Serbia, and obviously Serbia went on to win with Mario Surfarovic with Molitva, of course, and we all love Molitva, meaning from an English prayer, of course. So let's hear Macedonia 2007, Rob's Random Request, and it is Moj Svet from Karolina.
Nine, 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 nine ta peau bègne.
There we go, that's Rob's random request this week. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, 2007. Carolina with Moj Svijet. It's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 21st of January, 2018. We've got to start off with some sad news, I'm afraid. Two Eurovision legends have passed away in the last couple of weeks. First up was France Gall, who won the Eurovision Song Contest in Naples, Italy in 1965 with the song Pompée de Pure, Pompée de Sang, a legend in the French music industry, and she'll be sadly missed by all Eurovision fans. And of course, the Portuguese legend from 1966, Magdalena Iglesias with Ele Leala. Goodness me. And that is such a beautiful song, and we'll be playing both of those songs after this news bulletin. All songs for the Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian National Final 2018, have been released. All song titles and all of the songs in full. And Alexandra Rybak, the winner of 2009's Eurovision with the song Fairy Tale, is back, as well as Alexander, who featured with Joust in Kiev last year's Eurovision Song Contest, as well as Stella Mwangi from Norway's 2011 Eurovision song Habba Habba. The names of the artists who are competing in Festival de Canção, the Portuguese national final, have been announced on Friday, so do check them out. A special songwriting camp took place in Germany where the six artists in running to represent Germany at Eurovision 2018 took up residency, where they developed songs with composers and producers from around the world. And one of the writers is Paradise Oscar, who represented Finland in 2011. And today, the first semi-final of Romania's national selection will take place, Selection Națională. A total of 60 entries will battle it out for the ticket for Lisbon and the opportunity to represent Romania at the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. Yes, Eurovision 2018 season is fully underway. As also remember last night, 10 acts performed in the first selection show of Adal 2018 in Hungary, the national selection for the Eurovision Song Contest. If you'd like to find out more information about Hungary's national selection, then go to adal.hu. Ooh, there you go. And also, Lithuania continues to hold the record for having the longest run of national selection shows for its Eurovision selection, and then not doing very well at the Eurovision Song Contest like last year. The second heat took place last night, and we saw six more qualifiers proceed to the final. And there's no point going into diving into it because, to be perfectly honest with you, it's such a long-winded process. It's crazy. But if you find out more up-to-date Eurovision news, then head over to Eurovision.tv. They'll keep you updated with all of the things in a basic package, basically. So that's your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Uritasiat, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Mon cœur est gravé dans mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Suis-je meilleure, suis-je pire qu'une poupée de salon? Je vois la vie en rose bonbon, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mes disques sont un miroir dans lequel chacun peut me voir. En un éclat de voix. Autour de moi j'entends rire les poupées de chiffon, celles qui dansent sur mes chansons. Poupées de cire, poupées de son, elles se laissent séduire pour un oui, pour un non. Là on n'est pas que dans les chansons. Poupées de cire, poupées de son. Lesquels chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, posé en mille éclats de voix. Seule parfois je soupire, je me dis à quoi bon chanter ainsi l'amour sans raison, sans rien connaître des garçons. Je suis qu'une poupée de cire, qu'une poupée de son. Le soleil de mes cheveux blancs, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mais un jour je vivrai mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Sans craindre la chaleur des garçons, poupée de cire.
Rapaz um pouco tímido até, vivia no sonho de encontrar o amor, pois seu coração pedia mais, mais calor. Ela apareceu e a beleza dela desde logo prendeu. Gostam um do outro e agora ele diz que alcançou na vida o maior bem. É
feliz. Sou pensadela a toda hora. Sonha com ela pra noite fora. Chora por ela se ela não vai. Só fala dela cada momento. Vive com ela no pensamento. Ele sem ela não é ninguém. Um pouco tímido até. Vivia no sonho de encontrar o amor. Pois seu coração pedia mais, mais calor. Ela apareceu e a beleza dela desde logo prendeu. Gostam um do outro e agora ele diz que alcançou na vida o maior bem. É feliz. Só pensa nela toda hora. Sonha com ela pela noite fora. Chora por ela se ela não vai. Só fala dela cada momento. Vive com ela no pensamento. Ele sem ela não é ninguém. Ele sem ela não é ninguém. Ele sem ela não é ninguém.
Madalena Iglesias with El E Ella, which means I love you, apparently, in English. And Portugal, 1966. And before that, we had France Gall with Poupir d'ici, Poupir du sang. Wax Doll, Sound Doll, Luxembourg, 1967. Rest in peace to Madalena and France Gall. Yes, very sad times. Now, I must say, I've had a review. I've been looking at the reviews on iTunes where we put our Eurovision showcase up for anybody to listen back to. And somebody has been criticising my pronunciations. Well, I'd love you to get behind the mic and try it on radio. That's what I'll say to you. Cheek. Hey, try and be nice, people. Anyways, now let's move swiftly on to a hilarious song, which I cannot believe is happening. Now, I think this, I give Alexander Rybak guts. He's coming back to the Norwegian national final, Melody Grand Prix, this year. And it's quite a shock because he has this tremendous association with the Eurovision Song Contest had been before the voting sequence has changed and the voting style has changed. He had the most points ever at the Eurovision Song Contest for a winning song. He got so many 12 points, it's unbelievable. Obviously, if you watch back 2009, you would see. And lo and behold, Alexander is coming back to the Eurovision Song Contest with a song which has shocked a lot of Eurovision fans, and me too, because this song is far removed from fairy tale. I mean, it couldn't be even more removed than even if it tried. But I need to share it with you because it's bizarre. And I just think Alexander Rybak's trying his comeback because he probably wants to pick up his career in Norway. I'm not sure if it's sort of not happening anymore for him, so he's trying to get back in the limelight. But his song is called That's How You Write a Song. It's a bit of a cheeky, cheesy song, and I want to see what you think of this. Now, let us know. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase, and of course, you can like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. All right, so I can pronounce this one all right. Alexander Rybak with the song That's How You Write a Song in the Norwegian National Final for 2018, a Melody Grand Prix.
Who knows, just get it down and nothing can wrong. Go find Enjoy the small things. With time they will get big. You gotta find your mission.
A mission to pursue. You know you got a talent, whatever it may be.
So work your magic
and sing along with me. Just roll with it, that's how you write a song. Sing shibba-dibba-dap-dap, shabba-dabba-hey, say it all day long, and that's how you write a song. I say
I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
You were the eyes in the face of fortune. I lost my way and I couldn't find you. Oh, oh no. We're not the first ones to be divided. Won't be the last to be reunited. Oh.
I can, I will, I know, up again.
Blue with I Can, the United Kingdom Eurovision entry from 2011 in Dusseldorf, Germany. And we came 11th as well that year. Great song, great performance. I think the boys sang it really well on the night, though apparently at the jury final on the Friday night, Lee didn't sound very good at all. Hence why we had a terribly low jury vote and a really high televote. Yes, who would believe it? We'd have a very high televote. Seems bizarre these years anyway. Well, let's move on to a place where we celebrate the live music from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. It's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a live version of a Eurovision Song Contest song. And we're heading to the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place in the Brighton Dome. Obviously in Brighton, in East Sussex, in the United Kingdom, on the south coast. Oh yes, and it's going to be the venue, actually, for this year's UK National Final in 2018, hosted by Mel Goidrich and Måns Zelmerlöw, of course. And Måns won the Eurovision for Sweden in 2015. Sorry, I got 1974 on my head. But obviously Sweden did win the Eurovision in 1974, of course, with ABBA and the amazing Waterloo. Now, we're going to hear the Italian entry in 1974. Now, we will hear the voice of David Vine, who was commentating for the UK in 1974 on BBC One. The late great Sir Terry Wogan was commentating on BBC Radio 2. Okay, so the Italian entry in 1974 was sung by the incredible Gianola Cinquetti, who won previously the Eurovision Song Contest for Italy, their first victory in 1964 with the song Nonno l'età. But the song that she sang in 1974, coming second behind ABBA, was called See, and it was called, well, in other words, in English, Yes. Now, there was a tape delay for the Italians because there was a referendum on a sensitive subject of abortion, I believe. Was it divorce? I'm not too sure. I can't remember. But basically, they had to abort it because it may influence the referendum by Gianola Cinquetti singing the song called Yes, basically. So it was on a tape delay by a few couple of weeks, actually, if I remember rightly. So we head over to the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest live from the Brighton Dome. Here is Italy 1974. Gianola Cinquetti with C, and introduced by the great that is David Vine.
So to Italy, and as I said before, what sort of song wins this contest? But if it was all for dreamy ballads, then this, the very last song in the competition, must surely be the winner. It's not all for dreamy ballads, of course, but this one, in my mind, is the most beautiful song in the competition. It's Gigliola Cinquetti, the girl who's going to sing it, the only competitor here at Brighton who's previously won a Eurovision Song Contest. She did it when she was 16 years old in 1964. Tonight in Brighton, she goes for a double. Gianfranco Manaldi, who arranges all her material, here to conduct the orchestra. Gigliola Cinquetti with a song for Italy called Sea.
Leggevo più i pensieri miei, ma poi si fece chiara l'atmosfera. E dovevo
Stunning performance there by Gignola Cinquetti with C, Italy 1974, and this week's Rob's Random Request. Well, it's time for us to almost finish, but our final song comes from the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest in the Oslo Spectrum in Oslo, Norway. This is one of my favourite Eurovision songs of all time, and it's certainly in my top 10, I think, if not my top 20. So it's Slovakia 1996. This is Marcel Polondo with Kim Nash Mash, which means As Long As You Have Us. And shockingly, it only came 18.
Wiem, że nie som celý, że mi chyba jedna tvár a kúsok nádeje. Ešte v niečo verím, takých vecí je len pár. Láske viem, že láska je silná, skúša nás, či vieme uniesť príbeh vášni. Tak prosím pomôž, nech dokážem ťa nájsť, ak ťa mám. Kým nás má, keď sny práve búdia tmou. Občas bývam krutý, ako každý, kto má sny dávno prežité. Iba zabudnutím sa hádam očistím a spálim v duši tieň, láska je silná, skúša nás, či vieme uniesť príbeh vážny, tak prosím pomôž, nech dokážem ťa nájsť, ak ťa má. Práve blúdia, kým nás máš, chrán nás, chrán každý to, kým nás máš, chrán nás, svieť, keď sní práve blúdia.
That's about it. That wraps up the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM for another week. That's Marcel Polander, Slovakia 1996, Kim Nash Mash. Well, I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another instalment for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Take care of yourselves. Alvideci, au revoir, ravi de sein, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!